plagued a potential nugget.
And just picking up on this, Jay, I'm curious about how leaders think about micro and macro. In this case, you spoke about track two, where you're talking to international delegations and think tanks, and you're talking to people in your constituency. How do you sort of manage this bird's eye view and the worm's eye view?
So there has to be some compartmentalization, but also with an overlap. Now, if any elected representative, including me, were to get bored of dealing with the mundane problems of his constituents, then he's not going to last for very long. And fortunately, not only I don't get bored, I enjoy meeting my constituents. If you or your listeners have gone to my social media pages, you will see that I spend enormous amounts of time with my constituents, and I post about it all the time. And some of my friends have told me that I, despite the heat and dust and the sweat that goes into this, I seem to be enjoying myself. And yes, I do. I actually enjoy meeting thousands of people every day and listening to their issues and discussing with them what's important to them, which are mostly always local issues, and trying my best to help them. Now, I don't always succeed, but to the extent that I do succeed, people recognize that I'm trying. And even if it doesn't quite work out, they realize that I'm sincerely trying for them. And so that is a very important aspect. There are some politicians who feel that that aspect of it is a burden. Then it can become a huge burden, because that's essential to getting re-elected. Fortunately, I don't feel it a burden. I enjoy that. Now, when I am in Delhi in Parliament or in some international forum talking about policy issues, it is mostly a different set of issues. But not to say that there isn't any overlap. So, for example, let's say I'm talking climate change. Now, it's a very macro issue. You would imagine that there's not that much connect to the local concerns of my constituents. And almost never is there any climate change issue discussed in the constituency. But I'll tell you how it's relevant. So we still have large numbers of people in India who don't have electricity. And they don't care how they get it, whether they get it from fossil fuels or whether they get it from solar energy. They want it yesterday, and they want it cheap. Now, solar energy is only now becoming cost effective, and alternative energy sources are only now just beginning to become cost effective, just in the last couple of years. So, if we were to have a climate change discussion and forswear the use of fossil fuels, it wouldn't be a very practical discussion in the context of hundreds of millions of people not having electricity. You can try to build a bridge to the future, which is having a less carbon footprint, but you can't ignore the pressures of the present. And finding a solution to the present with a bridge to the future is a challenge that politicians must face when grappling with climate change.
Got it. One of the biggest takeaways from the podcast from my various guests so far is the notion of leadership being a tightrope across multiple dimensions, and the notion of and rather than or. It was interesting to hear Jayat talk about how that shows up in the world of politics and how he has to manage the short term and the long term without necessarily over-indexing on either. Thank you for listening. If you're new to the podcast and want to get a sense of the nature of content that is covered, you might want to go to YouTube and type Play to Potential Highlights from 2017. I've tried to capture the key takeaways from my various conversations last year with leaders across disciplines, from people such as Zia Modi, Nanda Nilekani, Vishy Anand, Vijay Amritraj, Amish Tripathi, Vinita Bali, Rama Bijapurkar, and the like. For more, please visit playtopotential.com, where the content is organized by nuggets and they are tagged by themes so that you could get perspectives from multiple individuals on a topic that you care about. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, and several other podcast apps. But that might not give you the flexibility to navigate across speakers by theme. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate, and review. It'll help other people discover it. Thank you for listening.